GNN, always keep in mind that everything should be considered rumor. Judy disclaimer, please be aware that I report the news as I find it. Try to credit articles with their original author and am not responsible for content. Information in the posts or articles from social media sites that I quote may or may not be true. I report this information for educational or entertainment purposes only and not as fact. I encourage you to do your own research and make up your own mind as to what is happening in this great war of good against evil. Over. Restored Republic via a GCR update as of Thursday, July 9, 2026. Compiled Thursday, July 8, 2026 by Judy Byington, MSW, LCSW, therapist ret, journalist, author, 22 faces, inside the extraordinary life of Jenny Hill and her 22 multiple personalities. Judy Byington, judybyington.com. The time has come. On Tuesday, the old fiat currency SWIFT system died, as the privately owned Federal Reserve was neutralized, and the gold-slash-asset-backed global currency reset went into effect. Judy note, the White House has signaled that the time has come. Laboratory of Secrets, Q, on Telegram. Tuesday, July 7, 2026, at exactly 14:10 EST, the physical communication lines connecting the Vatican Bank to the legacy SWIFT network were permanently severed by the Alliance Financial Task Force. Tuesday, July 7, 2026, at exactly 15:44 EST, a joint task force of Alliance White Hats permanently overrode the primary server matrix of the old NORAD tracking grid. The legacy deep state operators officially lost their administrative clearance codes, and the entire orbital surveillance migrated onto the secure quantum Starlink system. Tuesday, July 7, 2026, at exactly 6 o'clock EST, the operational authority of the Federal Reserve System was permanently neutralized by an Alliance-backed financial task force. The old banking cartels officially lost their primary encryption keys, and the operational timeline for the next 72 hours has been locked into the live network. Sometime in the next 2 days, a blackout and lockdown will become global in all countries of the world. As we edge closer to Friday 24 and Saturday July 25, 2026, the Earth Alliance, in conjunction with Starlink and other military satellites, will unleash the Emergency Broadcast System, EBS. Every cell phone on Earth will be hit with a loud alert signal, transmitted directly from Starlink, bypassing traditional media, which is controlled by the elites. The media will have no say, no control. The blackout and lockdown will last for 10 to 12 days, when everyone will be asked to stay at home during a specific 5-hour window. The corruption was coming to an end. The old world would end with a broadcast. The new world would begin as you explain to those around you what has been going on. Right now, Trump's global military alliance was in the middle of the greatest sting operation the world has ever known as they took down this cabal. Wednesday, July 8, 2026, Situation Update, Byington Bombshell Report, French President Macron and Australian Prime Minister Albanese resign and disappear after charged with treason, crimes against humanity, before it's news, before it's news.com. Judy note, for the past 12 years through my daily update, Restored Republic via GCR, I've tried to keep the public posted on the latest news regarding the global currency reset and formation of the Restored Republic under concepts of the original Constitution. The GCR and Restored Republic have now arrived. You should see it unfold this coming week. With the upcoming 10 days of darkness and takeover of the fake news media by the military to publish real news, soon my update will no longer be needed. I will continue to write the Restored Republic via a GCR update until then. Afterwards, I will be writing articles and publishing books, the subject of which will surround a mission which I have been called to do, expose the SRA of children that is so rampant in our society. See, home, Judy Byington, judybyington.com. For the past weeks, because of hackers, I have been facing considerable challenges in getting my daily update out. Now it appeared that those problems have been worked out. I thank all the encouragement and support received from editors and readers, especially Maria of American Media Group, Patrick of Dinar Chronicles, my angel Marty of Rumor Mills, Mary of We the People News, and my good friends Bonnie, Janine, Judy 1, Judy 2, James, Ryan, and Paulette. It means a lot to know you are not alone in the fight. You can find my posts on the internet newspaper Before It's News website, Judy Byington, bio page, Before It's News, plus on amgnews.com, AMG News, American Media Group, We the People News, Operation Disclosure Official, Operation Disclosure Official, The Rumor Mill News Reading Room, Breaking Stories. On September 11, 2001, two planes hit two buildings and three buildings fell down. World Trade Center Building 7 collapsed, and with it some of the most high-profile Wall Street cases and financial crimes to ever be brought into investigation had all evidence destroyed. Building 7 was a controlled demolition. It housed CIA offices. 9/11 was done by CIA/Mossad/ICE. There were no hijackers. Operation Northwoods. CIA/Mossad/ICE is owned and operated by the Rothschild-Rockefeller cartel. They hate you and want to impoverish/control/starve you via Great Reset/NWO New World Order. JFK Jr. Command Center on Telegram. Friday, July 3, 2026, Jazara/Nizara Protocols broadcast, all mortgages, credit cards and student loans linked to usury were frozen for liquidation. Saturday, July 4, 2026, behind closed doors the new quantum financial system has been infiltrating the cabal's old SWIFT fiat currency infrastructure. Account freezes were real and the military has been positioned for final transition. Also on July 4, 2026, at 11:12 UTC with the military tribunals begun, quantum financial keys overrode the legacy mainframe of the Vatican Bank and the assets of the corrupt were seized and redistributed to the Humanity Reclamation Fund. Every citizen would soon be allocated a secure digital vault backed by physical gold. On Sunday 5 July at 6:13 a.m. EST Operation Mass Arresto 705 began. 847 federal judges, 456 CIA officials, 234 senators/congressmen and 678 FBI officials arrested. Global liquidity release. Tuesday, July 7, 2026, at exactly 14:10 EST, the physical communication lines connecting the Vatican Bank to the legacy SWIFT network were permanently severed by the Alliance Financial Task Force. A worldwide debt jubilee and RV of currencies to gold/asset-backed activated. Law enforcement shifts to natural law protections under concepts of the original constitution. The revaluation, RV, of 209 countries' currencies to be gold/asset-backed comes fully alive. Debt jubilee activation begins for those whose accounts have been cleared. Tuesday, July 7, 2026, 6 o'clock EST, the operational authority of the Federal Reserve System was permanently neutralized by an alliance-backed financial task force. The old banking cartels officially lost their primary encryption keys, and the operational timeline for the next 72 hours has been locked into the live network. Tuesday, July 7, 2026, 15:44 EST, a joint task force of Alliance White Hats permanently overrode the primary server matrix of the old NORAD tracking grid. The legacy deep state operators officially lost their administrative clearance codes, and the entire orbital surveillance migrated onto the secure quantum Starlink system. Wednesday, July 8, 2026, the SWIFT routing hubs in Brussels and London are scheduled for an irreversible protocol disconnect. The central banks will likely report this as a major regional internet blackout or a transatlantic fiber optic breakdown. The reality is a hard quantum override. Any institution failing to meet the gold-backed ISO 20022 standard will have its liquidity clearance certificates revoked by midnight. Thursday, July 9, 2026. The core databases managing private consumer liabilities are being systematically decoupled from public identities. The ledger files for millions of mortgages, auto loans, and high-interest credit lines engineered through fractional reserve fraud are transitioning to a zero-balance state. The corporate banks are losing their administrative authority codes, leaving them legally unable to enforce foreclosures or collections. Global celebration protocols enabled. Local communities organize freedom assemblies to distribute the first wave of restoration funds. Friday, July 10, 2026. The distribution nodes for Tier 4B liquidity are officially entering active status under the global enforcement of Nizara/Jazara. The sovereign assets and gold reserves reclaimed from the legacy trusts are bypassing the commercial banking grid entirely, routing directly into the wealth pipelines of the sovereign citizens. Tuesday, July 14, 2026, the transition begins. Your bank account won't disappear. Your money won't vanish. But the system that enslaved you will be dead. The Federal Reserve? Finished. The IRS? Finished. The old financial order? Finished. Pay close attention to the sudden, unannounced early branch closures of major financial institutions in your city over the next 48 hours. They cannot print paper debt to balance their sheets anymore, and their private transit routes are being monitored in real time. Tuesday, July 7, 2026, at exactly 14:10 EST, the physical communication lines connecting the Vatican Bank to the legacy SWIFT network were permanently severed by the Alliance Financial Task Force. Tuesday, July 7, 2026, at exactly 15:44 EST, a joint task force of Alliance White Hats permanently overrode the primary server matrix of the old NORAD tracking grid. The legacy deep state operators officially lost their administrative clearance codes, and the entire orbital surveillance migrated onto the secure quantum Starlink system. Tuesday, July 7, 2026, 6 o'clock EST, on the operational authority of the Federal Reserve System was permanently neutralized by an Alliance-backed financial task force. The old banking cartels officially lost their primary encryption keys, and the operational timeline for the next 72 hours has been locked into the live network. Sometime in the next 2 days, a blackout and lockdown will become global in all countries of the world. The 17th letter on Telegram. As we edge closer to Friday 24 and Saturday July 25, 2026, the Earth Alliance in conjunction with Starlink and other military satellites will unleash the Emergency Broadcast System, EBS. Any day now the cabal's central banks around the world were anticipating a fiat US dollar collapse. This was necessary for the introduction of the new gold-slash-asset-backed currency on the Quantum Financial System, QFS. Wednesday, July 8, 2026, the Vatican mainframe has just experienced a terminal hard reset. Do not look away, the 17th letter on Telegram. See daily reports. Tuesday, July 7, 2026, Quantum Backend Core, the 17th letter on Telegram. The emergency United Nations session currently flash flooding your news feeds has nothing to do with international diplomacy. While the network anchors are instructing you to watch the sudden movement of political delegates and high-level security details across Washington and New York, the actual transition is taking place underneath the digital financial pipeline. The corporate media is pre-packaging a narrative to explain away a massive, imminent system interruption, but the raw data logs paint an entirely different picture. See daily reports. The Pentagon is being cleansed right now. The greatest military purge in US history has begun, Julian Assange on Telegram. July 2, 2026. 3:47 a.m. EST. A blackout order hit three specific sectors of the Pentagon. Communications severed. Security locked down. The media was told it was a routine server upgrade. That was a lie. Contacts inside the Joint Chiefs of Staff confirm what actually happened was Operation Military Reformation 0701. The systematic extraction of compromised high-ranking officers who sold America's military secrets. Black small square emoji, 847 million euros in untraceable crypto routed through shell companies. Black small square emoji, classified nuclear submarine schematics sold to Beijing. Black small square emoji, coordinates of underground bunkers shared with Moscow. Black small square emoji, 14 four-star generals detained and relocated to secure facilities. Black small square emoji, 9 admirals stripped of command, placed under tribunal hold. Black small square emoji, 47 terabytes of encrypted communications seized. Phase 1, evidence gathering, completed May 2026. Phase 2, extraction and detention. We're here, July 2 to 4, 2026. Phase 3, military tribunals, July 15 to 30, 2026. Phase 4, public declassification, August 2026. Watch the sudden retirements of high-ranking officers over the next 72 hours. See daily reports. Wednesday, July 8, 2026, Trump shatters British imperial system, American Media Group, amgnews.com. Wednesday, July 8, 2026, Trump to indict Obama, American Media Group, amgnews.com. Wednesday, July 8, 2026, Obama UK Project Folsom, American Media Group, amgnews.com. Wednesday, July 8, 2026, FDA admits dozen no chemicals in America food supply, American Media Group, amgnews.com. Out.